God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrong. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we ain't focused so long.
Few mainstream hip-hop acts explicitly mention religion, choosing to concentrate on more worldly matters. Kanye West is an exception. This rapper-producer has earned 10 Grammy nominations, tops among this year's acts. They come on the strength of his debut solo album, The College Dropout, whose single, Jesus Walks, is nominated for Song of the Year. This Chicago native produced hits for Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, Ludacris, and other stars before himself stepping before the microphone. Song of the Year is a songwriter's award. Opposing Kanye West are John Mayer with Daughters, Alicia Keys with If I Ain't Got You, Tim Nichols and Craig Wiseman for Tim McGraw's Live Like You Were Dying, and Hoobastank members Daniel Estrin and Doug Robb for The Reason. Kanye West also turns up in the Best New Artist category, which comes with a qualifier. Nominees aren't necessarily new, but must have achieved mass popularity during the previous year. Take, for example, Maroon 5. Back in the 1990s, this California rock act recorded as Kara's Flowers. Adding another guitarist, they changed their moniker to Maroon 5 and hit the bestseller charts with their Songs About Jane CD. Here's their Grammy-nominated single, She Will Be Loved. Best New Artist nominee Maroon 5, whose performance will kick off the Grammy telecast on Sunday, February 13th. Completing the field are Latino rock trio Los Lonely Boys, teenage British blues rocker Joss Stone, and country singer Gretchen Wilson, whose Here for the Party CD was the best-selling debut album of 2004. Alicia Keys knows something about successful debuts. 3 years ago, this Manhattan native earned 5 Grammys on the strength of her multi-platinum first album, Songs in A Minor. This year, Alicia and her friend Usher are second among all nominees with 8 apiece. The two have known each other since they were teenagers, and their chemistry sent My Boo straight to number 1 last year. It's among the nominees for Best R&B Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals.
You will always be my
boo. I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. It's the only way we know how to rock. I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock.
Do you remember, girl, who was the one who gave you your first kiss? Cause I remember, girl, who was the one who said, put your lips like this.
Usher and Alicia Keys with My Boo, a double Grammy nominee. It's also in the race for Best R&B Song, where it competes against individual entries from both Usher and Alicia. Although the Grammy judges were once criticized for their conservatism, a younger membership has this year provided eye-openers in many categories. Avant-garde Icelandic singer Björk is a Best Female Pop Vocal nominee with Oceania from her largely a cappella album Medulla. Over in the Best Pop Collaboration category, Johnny Cash and former Clash leader Joe Strummer sing Bob Marley's Redemption Song. Joe Strummer died of a heart attack in 2002, while diabetes claimed Johnny Cash the following year. Finally, Beach Boys leader Brian Wilson earned a Best Pop Vocal Album nod for Smile, a project he began in 1967. Overshadowing all other artists in this year's ceremony will be Ray Charles, a musical force of nature who went blind as a child. He helped create soul music in the 1950s by blending blues and gospel. Ray later enjoyed hits in the rock and country categories. He died last June at age 73. Brother Ray, as he was known, garnered 7 Grammy nominations and will be the subject of a star-studded tribute during Sunday's telecast. We'll finish our look at the 47th annual Grammy race with this nominee in the Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals category, Ray Charles and Elton John, and Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word. I'm Ray McDonald.
What have I gotta do to make you love me? What have I got to do to make you care? What do I do when lightning strikes me and I wake up and find that you're not there? What have I got to do to make you want me? What have I got to do to be heard? What do I say when it's all over? And sorry seems to be the hardest word. Sad, so sad. It's a sad, sad situation, and it's getting more and more absurd. Sad, so sad. Why can't we talk it over? Oh, it seems to me that sorry seems to